All right, good evening, everybody. After the actress and the stand-up comic, you get me, so I'm going to do my best. So before I started teaching at the Adult Learning Center and serving as the assistant director, I was a middle school English teacher in D.C. Thank you. So on the second day of school of my third year teaching, the D.C. earthquake happened. So that was August 2011. I don't know if it hit all the way up here in Baltimore. I had my first meeting of my seventh grade English class, which consisted of 36 students in a space where I had seating for 24, so that was cool. Also worked in an open space school, so if you're not familiar with that amazing educational innovation of the 1970s, that involves basically a giant room, kind of like this. But instead of having classrooms with walls and doors that you can shut, you have movable carts, kind of like your art teacher maybe used to use, and you have trifold boards like you put your seventh grade science project on. So those were our walls. So when this earthquake happened, I was teaching class. It was, again, our first session. We were playing an icebreaker to get to know each other, and all of a sudden this rumble goes through the building. So the first thing that crosses my mind is, who's fighting now? But then I noticed that the ceiling tiles were starting to ripple, and then they cracked and fell on top of my students, and our trifold boards cascaded like dominoes across our carts. I wish I could say that I calmly led an evacuation, but it was pretty much chaos. So it was like a frenzied, mad dash for the door. Luckily, my open space room was, you know, right by the exit, so get out fast, I guess. And, you know, luckily no one was hurt, everyone was safe, but it was a pretty crazy moment. So we got outside, you know, everybody was accounted for. I did manage to grab the attendance because I didn't know anybody's name at that point. Counted everybody off. You know, there are kids sobbing, there's other kids, like, talking about how they're going to sue the school for their ceiling tiles. My one student, Steven, who probably weighed like 40 pounds, somehow he lost his shoe running out, and he just kept wandering around going, like, I want my shoe. So poor little Steven. And then let's see, what else? But quickly, I guess some early adopter with a smartphone must have told us it was an earthquake. You know, at that point, you don't really know what's happening. Like, is it a terrorist attack? Is it a bomb? Whatever. But we found out it was an earthquake, and after a couple minutes of, you know, like holding tight and realizing that the earth was not going to crack in half, it basically became like second recess. It was awesome. So some kid had managed to bring out a football. I guess that was his like evacuation priority. So a pickup game started, and other kids, you know, there were like three swings at the school, so you know, there's like this rare opportunity where the swings are open, so everybody's getting on those. So, you know, I guess my idea with this story is that, you know, you can't always react calmly, and, you know, you don't know when things are going to happen, but you can usually keep going, and, you know, you can leave it to children to kind of find, like, the best out of a situation and just, you know, enjoy the summer sunshine, and recess is happening again today. So that's pretty cool. So we didn't have school the next day. Obviously, they had to check all the buildings. But we did the following day after that. And so, you know, when we got back in school, there was like a giant hole in my classroom ceiling. But, you know, the ceiling tiles had been carried away. Everything had been swept up. And when your classroom walls are made of cardboard, it's pretty easy to rebuild them. So it's basically like take trifold board, unfold, ready to go. So, you know, I think any teacher would say that they learn more from their students than they teach. And that's, you know, definitely how I feel. Thank you. I thought I could make it through without crying, but you know, and that's just a privilege that I continue to have working at the Adult Learning Center. You know, as you can already see from the people who have spoken today, the people who come to our program are just amazing. You know, they overcome so many challenges just to come to class. And it's a really scary thing to do, to come back to school. So this is supposed to be a pitch where I ask you for money. you know, you might want to think about doing that if you can. you know, just a couple of quick numbers. There's no donation that's too small, really. You know, it's $3 for somebody to take a practice test so they can know if they're ready to pass the GED. It's $18 to buy them a calculator so they can, you know, use that on the test. It's $29 to pay for an hour of instructional time. And recurring donations are possible. So please consider setting one of those up. The other thing is, you know, if you're not able to give money, I really hope you would consider giving your most valuable resource, which is your time. You know, if you're able to volunteer with us, that makes such a difference for our learners, getting that one-on-one attention. And, you know, if you're a volunteer, you get something out of it, too, because you're not... Everyone has something that they can teach, and we all have a lot to learn. So I'm looking at those math people. We always need people to tutor math. So Kareem and our electrician friend, we need you guys. So please think about doing that. And, you know, I can't promise that there won't be an earthquake while you're volunteering, but we are located in a basement, and it seems pretty solid. So I hope you'll give it a try. Thank you.